Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Tuesday, October 28th, 2025 edition. Drove over to the Iron Pig downtown location last night. Carla Wagner was there. Appreciate Stephanie Jacobson. She's going to be coming on the show on Thursday, day after tomorrow, talking about the three counties that have a special election coming up here in November, where they're wanting to pass, again, another millage money for schools. I'm not exactly sure if this is for the intermediate school districts, the ISDs, or the actual schools themselves, but it is going to be on your ballot if you live in Otsego, Presque Isle, and Sheboygan counties. Now, it's kind of interesting the way they've set this up is because if it passes, it passes only by a simple majority vote. Simple majority vote. Stop and think about that. So basically, you can have one county where it fails. Well, actually, depending on population, you could even have it fail in two counties. But one county who supports it perhaps heavily, along with a few other folks from those other two counties where it failed, did not get a majority vote, it could actually pass. And then all three counties would be subject to those new taxes. I have never seen a tri-county ballot initiative, millage, school, millage, bonds, whatever. I've never seen it happen in three counties before. Every time we've ever had anything, it's only been for our county. So I don't know, is this a new technique the left has come up with? And do people even know we have an election this year? Everybody thinks we had the presidential election November 5th, 2024 last year. We have this big, huge, very critically important election next year, the midterm elections. We're electing a new governor, a new U.S. senator, a new attorney general, a new secretary of state, all the senators in Lansing, all the state representatives in Lansing, as well as our U.S. congressman. Basically, everybody on the ballot except for the president. But here in Michigan, it's a huge election. How many of you out there don't even realize that you have an election this November, possibly in your county, in your township? Now, one thing I've advised people to do, and hopefully you've done this, is go and tell your local clerk, not your county clerk. This has to be done with your township, city, or village clerk, wherever you vote. You want to be put on the absentee ballot list. Why? Why would I tell you to do that? Because they mail you a ballot. I'm looking at my envelope that has my ballot in it. I now know I have an election. Something's on the ballot here in Antrim County. Now, countywide here in our area of Antrim, the safety center, a new jail, is on the ballot for November. But how many of you know that you may have something happening in your area and you didn't even know there was an election? You didn't even know there was anything on the ballot in November. When it comes to Tuesday, November 4th, are you obligated to vote? The only way you'll know is call your local clerk. Don't call your county clerk. Call your local clerk where you're registered to vote. And then they'll tell you, yes, you have something to come in and vote on. But getting back to the meeting last night, folks showed up. People were turning in petitions. As a matter of fact, I sat down with Krista. She's from Emma County. And she is looking for volunteers to help her. She got some more sheets from Carly. She got some more cards. She's able to give you guys instructions on how to fill out the sheets. If you live in Emmett County, you can get a hold of Krista. Her phone number is 231 area code 495-1472. Krista K, K-A-Y, 231-495-1472. So if you want this information, text me KK for Krista K. And I'll text you her information. If you live in Emmett County, she's got the sheets. She's got the cards, the explanation cards explaining what XMyTax is. And she can get you started in the right direction. She needs help. She said she'd like to collect another 1,000 signatures. She's doing it herself, but she also would like some volunteers in Emmett County. So again, text me KK, and I'll send you her phone number, 231-495-1472. Speaking of the election next year, Republican gubernatorial candidate Mike Cox, when asked if he's going to spend the $3.5 million of his own money he just put into his campaign to this point. The campaign finance reports for the last quarter were due last week, and he loaned $3.5 million of his own money into his governor's campaign account. Well, the quote of the day in answering that question, Cox says, "I'm a risk taker by nature. I swing for the fences. Sometimes I swing and miss, and sometimes I hit a home run. We'll just have to wait and see what happens." So, dumping a lot of his own money into his campaign, trying to be able to have the resources necessary to run TV ads, radio ads, and dumping a ton of money into his campaign. What did the other candidates do? And this is kind of an interesting perspective on the Republican side. The rigors of running a long campaign caught up to Michigan's gubernatorial field this reporting period, with every major campaign reporting a burn rate well over 50%, with the exception of Mike Cox, who threw another $2 million into his campaign. If you take Mike Cox's $2 million check off the table, the seven remaining big-name gubernatorial candidates netted a combined $1.38 million for their cash on hand totals for the reporting period between July 21st and October 20th. This is based on a review of the reports that were filed with the Bureau of Elections yesterday. Had Cox not cut that big check, making it $3.5 million that he's given his campaign overall, he raised $152,539 from other people, which was actually less than the $218,762 he spent for that period. Well, with the total of $3.5 million of his own donations, Mike Cox has the most cash on hand with $3.79 million. Now, you may remember Mike Cox is the former Republican Attorney General who ran back in 2010 for governor as well. But recently, now coming from the private sector, where is he getting his money from? Well, Mike Cox successfully helped litigate a settlement for the survivors of the Robert Anderson sex scandal at the University of Michigan. Now, rumors have it that that settlement that the University of Michigan made with the victims, with Mike Cox as their attorney, was $400 million. Now, if you take $400 million, which is the settlement amount, times 33%, because the attorneys get a third when they take those type of cases on contingency, Mike Cox was given a check of $132 million. Now, behind the scenes, observers are wondering if Cox is totally serious about spending his newfound windfall on his gubernatorial campaign. Well, during an interview with MERS News Service, they asked him directly. And this is where Mike Cox made quote of the day. I'm a risk taker by nature. I swing for the fences. Sometimes I swing and miss. Sometimes I hit a home run. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. Now, comparing this to the Democrat side and other Republicans, Democrat frontrunner Jocelyn Benson had the best filing in terms of adding cash to her account. Her cash on hand is plus $562,207. Outside of Cox, she has actually the lowest burn rate at 54%. What are they spending money on? Why is their burn rate so high already when we're like 10 months in front of the primary? I don't get this. Sorry, guys. I don't understand it. I understand a campaign manager. I understand some consultants. But a 54% burn rate? Republican John James raised the most money in raw dollars through his aggressive mail campaign. $1.378 million. He also had the highest numbers of contributions coming from individuals, 12,558. The largest number, 8,700, was voters in Michigan. However, he had a 70% burn rate and only added actually $413,954 to his cash on hand. Unbelievable. We're going to wrap this story up. Eric Nesbitt, Tom Leonard, Mike Duggan, Garland Gilchrist, and Chris Swanson. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. You just heard the commercial, my testimony about my Pure Health Solutions, Missy down in Battle Creek. The phone number to call, 269-964-4044. Tell her Trucker Randy sent you. And she will take care of you. She is a great person. She loves people, and she wants to help you. Now, at the meeting last night at the Iron Pig, I explained to Carla and a couple other folks that were there that I was really, 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 really bad over the weekend. I ate all kinds of garbage, woke up yesterday, man, I was sore. Got on the scale, 224 pounds. I gained 7 pounds from my reset weight. And man, my joints hurt. Everything hurt. Well, I fasted all day yesterday. I drank water. I took some supplements, some vitamins, and I didn't eat anything. Got up this morning. Immediately when I got out of bed, I'm like, yes. Joint pain was gone. I got on the scale, lost 6 pounds, back down to 218. Hypothalamus has got me set at 217.7, and this morning I was at 218.2. It works. Been this weight for over 2 years. Absolutely understand how to do it by myself. I didn't have to talk to Missy. I knew exactly what to do. Got rid of all the garbage in my body, flushed it out. Got to admit, I was peeing about every half hour yesterday. Drinking all that water, not eating any food, man, it just flushed it right out of my system. Wrapping up these campaign finance stories, kind of interesting. Because other than John James, Eric Nesbitt, he only raised $159,249, and coming in third place was Tom Leonard. He raised $100,145. Independent candidate Mike Duggan, actually a Democrat running as an independent, well, he only raised $145,510, and he has absolutely the highest burn rate. He's at 88%. meaning 88% of the money he's bringing into his campaign, he's going through all of it except for 12%. Billboards everywhere. Looking at these numbers, obviously, Cox has the largest cash on hand, 3.79. Benson, almost 3 million. Duggan at 2.46. John James at 2.27. Nesbitt at 2.1. Leonard at 709. Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson only at 385,189. And Garland Gilchrist, Muslim Lieutenant Governor, 378,457. So those are the numbers for the biggest candidates. Everybody else running, not even close, not even talked about in this story. Now, one thing that the Democrats are looking at is Jocelyn Benson. She's built her campaign with the steadfast support of teachers, nurses, service workers, and many others who are simply tired of ignoring the most pressing issues facing working families, according to Benson's campaign manager, Nikki Goldstein. Michiganders want a leader who can fix broken systems and lower the cost of living, and that is Jocelyn Benson. So that's what she's running on. A leader who can fix broken systems and lower the cost of living. So do you think that's our Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson? No, sorry, lady, I'm not buying it. What you've done to the Secretary of State's office, what you've done to our voting systems, what you've done to running our elections, the controversy, the laws that you've broken, but they have no fines, penalties, or jail time, you've broken. Being an attorney, she knows full well how the game can be played, and she knows it too well. And now even the Detroit News is doing an investigation into this governor, Gretchen Whitmer. All of the millions and millions of taxpayer dollars that have gone to her corporate friends who have come back either to her campaign or to other Democrat campaigns, well, her legacy may not end up being what she thought it was going to be. Waiting for that Detroit News story to come out, waiting to see what happens there. So very, very, very interesting. And last but not least, this is going to be a primary on the Republican side and the Democrat side. Independent candidate Mike Duggan is not going to be in the August primary. He's saving all his money for the November general election. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse is in Gaylord. Hour number two will be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance.